In today's episode, we dive deep into 2016 pop culture. We discuss Harry Styles going solo, we predict 2016 with emojis, and we dissect that infamous 5 Seconds of Summer article. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now, before we get into anything pop culture, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for this week's episode, and that is Audible.com. They are the leading provider of audiobooks with over 180,000 downloadable titles, and if you use audiblepodcast.com/besties, you will get 1 month free of a subscription. So, enjoy. Thanks, Audible. We love you. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, Ty.
How are you?
Oh, I am alive.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
I mean, we're a little behind because last week's was the first episode of the 2016. But we recorded it before the new year, so this is our first time saying hello from the new year. There was no apocalypse at midnight. We all survived. The podcast continues.
You're right. It really does.
Were you listening to a single word I was saying?
Well, listen, I took a drink of water because I have a tickle in my throat and I feel like I'm going to cough.
Oh my God.
So I was
have
like,
a
thinking,
cough.
How do I get out of this cough? While you're talking.
Are you phlegmy?
I am. I've got a cold, wet cough.
How do you feel about phlegm in 2016? In or out?
I hope it's out.
Out of your
system, out of my life, out of my forever.
Mm.
Would you ever tell someone I wish you were out of my forever?
Yeah. Oh my God, yes. Don't you know who my mom is? All she does is tell people you're out of my forever. She cuts people out. That runs in the fam.
So does phlegm, apparently.
No, I don't know if phlegm runs in the fam.
Yeah. I was very busy looking up, because you know how sometimes we do the podcasts like about a month and we're like, oh, all these cool days in the month.
Oh, like January's unsung holidays?
Right. Well, I realized you can look up specific things that happened on a day.
How fun.
And I was like, what happened on January 12th?
Well, what happened?
Not a whole lot.
Cool.
Truly, I skimmed it.
Okay, well, that's a great story. You know what's weird? We're recording this in the past, so anything could be happening on the 12th. Hopefully there's no, like, something that has to relate to something we talk about that makes us really insensitive.
Oh, I got
it. Insensitive? Insensitive. What's up?
Jennifer Aniston won a People's Choice Award on January 12th in 2003.
Wow. Well, who knows if I won a People's Choice Award? It's this Wednesday. Well, it's in the past now. I'm going to assume I didn't win.
Probably not.
The people have spoken. Well, anyway, you know what else the people have spoken about? Well, everyone's talking about. Wait, what was that one thing? What was that one thing I once said?
Everyone's. That's the talk.
No. Well, yeah. Well, every time I go on the talk. So when I go on the talk, you guys, the talk is a TV show. It's like The View. It's like Julie Chen, Sharon Osbourne, et cetera.
Can't
all my
the talk
faves.
Not be like The View? Can't the talk be like the talk?
The talk is like the talk. Anyway, when I go on, they have this segment where I'm called their top talker. And I have to always start the segment out with, well, ladies, everyone's talking about. And then insert script here.
Yeah.
So every time I'm like, what is everyone talking about? Well, ladies, everyone's talking about my
Kelly
new
Clarkson.
Iced coffee.
Her new baby, River Rose, is on the cover of People magazine.
Is it?
No, that was one of the things you talked about once.
Oh my God, did I?
You literally overpracticed.
Everyone's
the
talking about it.
So much that they're like
ingrained in your brain.
Emblazoned.
Emblazoned.
Yes.
When was the last time you had a blazer?
Emblazoned.
That you, have you ever set any clothes on fire? Yours or someone else's?
No, but for a second I was like, I think I set hair on fire, but that's not true either.
So
I guess I'm just a liar this year.
What was the last thing you set on fire?
Your heart. When I walked into the room, it just went a flutter. It went a flame.
Okay.
A fire.
Okay. You want to know what's gonna be fire?
What's everyone talking about?
Everyone's talking about Harry Styles going solo.
Oh, I know. I saw that something about he's like 4 tracks on that website.
Yes. So there's a website called ASCAP where when you...
I think we talked about another artist
probably,
doing
yeah.
this once and it was like fake.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Maybe.
What's stopping me from legally changing my name to Harry Styles and then going to that website and registering
boring.
Songs?
You're boring.
So continue.
So ASCAP is a website where you have to register your music as you write it so that it's basically like, I think it's something to do with like copyright and just like making sure that it's all under, like, who were all the writers, who was in the room, who is the producer, like, making sure everything is, like, standardized. Anyway, four songs have popped up that have Harry as the performer of, and he's the solo performer of them. It's 5,378 Miles, Already Home, Coco, and Endlessly.
I will say I don't think I liked a single title of any
that
of those
Miles
songs.
One, I'm over it.
It could be very
5,378 miles. That's like, oh,
how
my God.
Far is that?
It's so far.
What is 5,
I think
000,
that's the way that's
five. How many?
5,378 miles. Ooh, yeah. Search what's that distance from Los Angeles?
I'm on it.
Maybe this is a clue. Maybe it's about him living that many miles away from me. You,
everything
us,
that
Psychobabble headquarters.
Everything that came up was just the articles with that
blah blah
song
blah.
Title.
Anyway, so do you think we'll get a album from him or Zayn first?
I don't know. It feels very like
and
Justin Timberlake
care?
Versus JC Chassé.
Oh wow,
which was like NSYNC solo.
Wait, who's
battle.
Who then?
I know, it makes me a little afraid for whoever is JC.
Yeah, because some girls dance with women,
and some people are just going to end up judging America's Next Best Dance Crew.
What are you talking? Oh.
What are you talking about?
Some Girls Dance with Women was the single by JC Chassé.
No.
You don't know that song?
No.
Some girls dance with women, knowing that it gets some attention. That's actually kind of problematic. To imply that women only dance with other women to get attention from men. Wow, what a flop.
Now you want to talk about manvertising.
Manvertising?
Did you see my reply to your email about that dumb suitcase you sent me?
Oh, yeah. Why? What was – I didn't watch the video about it. So there's a suitcase that I sent Corey a link to maybe at 2 a.m. last night. I was like in bed trying to sleep, glasses off, reading GoFundMes about this like suitcase. Anyway, there's like plugs to charge your phone. It's got this ergonomic
swivel handle.
Ergonomic is a word that I would like
ergonomic.
To know more about. Ergo?
Yeah.
Ergo.
I was watching The Bachelor the other day and I had to look up esthetician.
Okay. Well,
because I was like, I think that's just a fancy word for someone who does hair.
And was it?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but
was it?
Siri did not.
Wait, so you're not getting that suitcase?
So listen, you sent me that, so I watched the video.
It's a suitcase that has plugs. It is a standard size. You can fold it up and put it under your bed.
Right. So don't you think the suitcase had enough going for it already, just based on everything you just said?
So then what was too extra?
So in the video, it was a dumb video made by a dumb male advertiser who was like, this suitcase not only does all this cool stuff, but it'll get you women.
Oh, no.
And it kept like,
they
it
did
kept,
not.
Like,
how
showing
gross.
Men walking through the airport with it and women like smiling and winking at them. It was
oh my God.
Cringe-worthy.
I guess I'm the winker. I guess that would
you,
get me.
You're and it like the guy.
Well, you know, I have suitcase troubles.
The guy and it literally was like those infomercials that everyone drags on Tumblr, where they're like, "Oh, this blender doesn't do anything," and the woman like drops the blender and it shatters.
Or it's a woman trying to like nail or hammer a nail, and she like hammers her own face
through the wall.
Yeah,
somehow manages her to nail her face to the wall. No, he's like. Pulling out the thing and he's like showing the USB port that's built into the suitcase.
That's nice.
And then there's this woman like sitting next to him and she's looking all around and all the plugs are taken and it's like gray screen.
Oh my God.
And then she like goes over and scooches next to him and like touches his leg and plugs her phone into his USB into
that's
his
so
suitcase.
Hot.
Manvertising.
Anyway.
I Googled it up.
It what's worked
a,
on me.
What's a dumb advertising word Tyler would like in an email? Manvertising.
It was a little manvertising.
It was like when
I'm still, I think I'm going to order it.
It's when the white male takes over your advertisement.
I hate white male.
Truly.
Speaking of which, my mailbox is out of control. We were gone for so long, I hadn't opened it in months. White male everywhere. Envelopes. White envelopes. Well, male.
So yeah, this JC song, Some Girls Dance With Women, peaked at number 88 on the US Hot 100 chart.
And where did you peak?
And I've never heard it.
Some girls dance with women.
Wait, he had a song called All Day Long I Dream About Sex.
Whoa. That's a lot.
Bring It All to Me by Black featuring
JC. So who do you think is JC and who do you think is Justin Timberlake?
I don't know. I mean, I think they're both bigger than JC.
I think they'll both be fine. I think they will. But, you know, all the Spice Girls had solo careers. Where did that get them? I think they're back together.
They did?
Yeah.
No. You know what I saw the other day? I didn't mean to yell.
Yeah, don't yell.
So, do you know who tweeted on January 1st?
Who?
About a comeback in 2016?
Who?
All Saints.
I don't know if I know.
They sing that.
Is that a
alphabet,
clothing store?
No. They sing Alphabet from A to Z. Conversation situations. in my mind. You don't know it?
Literally, huh?
You don't know that
no.
song?
No, no, no.
Well, you're garbage.
Are they Australian? Why'd they say Zed?
They're British, I believe, because British people say...
Oh my god, speaking of Zed, are you familiar with Zed?
The song is... This is important. The song's DJ? Called Never Ever.
Are you familiar with Zed the DJ?
Yeah, you said he was cute
He's
and that he could
so
get it just
cute,
the other day.
He could get it just the other day.
How tall do you think Zed is?
He's my height.
Zed
I think.
Height.
I think he's 5'5".
It doesn't even have his height. What a
oh,
flop.
Oh, what a flop. This says he's 5'9", but girl, I've interviewed him. He's 5'5".
He's not even on celebbirthdays.com like I am. Zed is such a flop.
You know who's not a flop? New York. And you don't want to know how she's this making a comeback in 2016?
New York?
New York from Flavor of Love.
And I Love New York.
And I Love New York. And New York Gets a Job, or whatever that show was called. New York is going to be on Celebrity Big Brother in the UK. Now, I think I'm going to watch some of that.
I would...
Usually I think I hate Celebrity Big Brother because I'm such a fan of American Big Brother. We've discussed this before.
You know that awful British woman who's like just does and says stuff to like get attention.
The one who hates my name.
The one who's like
she said she hates the name Tyler.
She hates children named after locations.
And then her daughter's name is India.
Right.
Yeah.
That woman. I tried to watch Celebrity Big Brother UK or whatever, and she was on it. One of the twists was that she had to be nice and she had to like compliment people and tell them she liked their dress and stuff. It was like,
Corey, let's play that game today.
Whose plot twist?
I want to see if you can be nice for an entire day because usually you're very mean. You're a bully.
I was talking to someone the other day and they said their New Year's resolution was to be more patient and to be nice to people. And I said, I literally thought about doing that for my 2016 for all of like 30 seconds.
And then you were like,
no.
What is your resolution?
I was thinking about it on the way.
I hate resolutions.
Pick you up today because I was like, I just know he's going to ask me.
No, I'm not. I don't really care. My resolution, I thought
new year, new me, question mark.
What does that mean? That Sex and the City episode?
You know how I don't know why the internet goes crazy with new year, new me.
Isn't that a Ben J. Pierce song?
Someone tweeted at me and explained it. But every new year, it's a lot of new year, new me with a period.
What I predict for you
and
in 2016?
Mine's a little bit new year, new me.
I predict for you more tattoos.
I'm getting a tattoo.
Yeah.
Should go this week.
I think I want to go this week. You copy everything I do.
I'll put it on the calendar.
I'll put me on the calendar.
I'll put baby in the corner.
You know who got a new tattoo?
Is this where you were going with
No, it's not where I was going, but I do think you're going to get...
Kate Gosselin.
No, Kate Gosselin did not get a tattoo.
My mom talked an awful lot about Kate Gosselin over the holidays.
Why? Apparently they're back.
They're back and they got a show.
Who's they?
Kate and the Eight.
No. Put them all down. Not the... Children,
Kate
I guess.
Plus eight. But are there eight children? Yes.
No, yeah.
Yeah. Shit.
Helen Hunt's daughters got tattoos of Helen Hunt on their arms.
Tell me, you don't even literally know who Helen Hunt is. So where did you find
Helen
this
Hunt.
Title?
She is in a movie.
What did she win an Emmy for?
Two movies. Mad About You.
Oh.
Wait, really?
So she does know.
Oh my God. It was between that and that other one that you know.
Caroline in the City.
I didn't know if she was Miss Caroline.
I should ask our friend Caroline if she's seen Caroline in the
City.
Who
is our friend Caroline?
From the workout group.
Oh, Caroline.
Yeah. Do you
sometimes think? I say Carolyn.
I'm aware.
Sorry, Caroline.
I also don't know anybody's names.
I like that about me. Did you like...
Not
so you
very endearing.
You haven't listened to...
No, it's this is my good friend Tyler.
Shut
he always
up.
Forgets my name.
Have you listened to the Justin Bieber album yet?
Literally, no.
Okay, well, get on that. Have you listened to the One Direction album yet?
Literally. What's the one song I like and you tried to say
never
you didn't like?
Never Again or Never,
never
Forget
enough.
Or something. Never Enough. Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. I read an article about how all the songs are inspired by, like, classic songs.
Really?
In, like, classic rock. And there's a song that sounds a lot like Paul Simon. There's a song that sounds a lot like The Beatles. There's a song that sounds like The Strokes.
There's a song that sounds like
And after
like
I read
Fleetwood
that article,
Mac.
There's a song that sounds like Fleetwood Mac. I read the article and I was like, oh my God, all of this is right. But I think kind of in a good way. I really like the album.
Why do you think they have, so it was all classic bands, do you think they have, like, one inspired by Savage Garden?
There's one that sounds like Bittersweet Symphony. What's that one?
Yeah, that's not
Savage Garden. Truly Madly Deeply. They have a song called Truly Madly Deeply.
No, I was thinking about that Wolf song. Maybe the Wolf song.
Wolves is my favorite song. That's my favorite song on the album.
Do you think it was inspired by Animals by Savage Garden? The Animal song?
Could be. Who knows? I know I was inspired by something. I think Savage Garden was on that list. So, anyway,
if you've all been wondering, Never Enough is my favorite song on the album.
What's your guys' favorite songs on the album? Are you guys listening to it? Do you care? Did you care that Justin Bieber beat it and continues to beat that album? Justin Bieber is like slaughtering them, killing them,
just taking their necks
and just stabbing them.
Is he?
Anyway,
tell me more about Niall's chest hair.
Oh my God, it's there. He's growing up.
Every music video they come out with, it's like an evolution of Niall.
I am very in denial.
And then some of them just.
But I'm not in denial about it.
And then some of them just look the same.
Who looks the same?
Liam. And how come Harry was holding a rainbow cup in the Drag Me Down video? And
is that pandering, or is that just him in love with weather phenomenons?
Maybe he loves the rainbow emoji, and there's nothing wrong with that.
I do love the rainbow emoji. Okay, so before we get into any other gossip about anything going on in pop culture right now, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for this week's episode. It is Audible.com. If you love podcasts, if you love listening to amazing things, you will for sure love Audible. They are the leading provider of audiobooks with over 180,000 downloadable titles. This week, we are recommending So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson. Now, I just enjoyed this book. It was so good. It was like a little adventure, like, figuring out, you know, the mystery behind, basically, back in the day, people used to be punished with public shamings in, like, the town square. For a while, it was kind of eliminated as a way of punishment. And now, with social media, public shaming is bigger and, you know, more prevalent than ever. And it's basically examining, you know, what if you make a bad joke and it goes viral? And what happens when the public kind of crucifies you because of that? It was a really good book. I think it's something that if you have a Twitter account, you should definitely read. And it interviews a whole bunch of people that have gone through public shamings. It discusses shame itself. And I really liked it. I think you will too. It was a good adventure. I enjoyed it over the weekend. Get it on Audible. If you use audiblepodcast.com/besties, you will get 1 month free. And you can check out that book. I think you'll like it. Or you can get my book. Or over 180,000 downloadable titles. So enjoy. Thanks, Audible. You're the best. Speaking of all the new emojis, what are you into? Now that we've had some time to really enjoy them, what have you used?
So the other day, a friend of mine Snapchatted me a picture of themselves very sunburned.
Ooh.
So I responded.
With the angry red face emoji?
No, with every red emoji that I could find.
Oh.
There are a lot of red emojis. There was like an apple.
I like that they now sort the all the miscellaneous emojis by color. That's really helpful.
Really?
Yes. So all the black emojis are together. I'm like, I can work with that. I know exactly where I need to be.
I guess I didn't know that.
It's true.
I read this thing that said if you want to predict your future for 2016, you're supposed to look at your 12 most recent emojis.
Okay.
And those are each of the next 12 months.
Is it the top or
it's not the
it's going down the left side?
Don't you think it goes down the left side?
Isn't think it does. It has to.
That's how my So
what's your January?
My January is the emoji kiss blowing.
Ooh,
heart.
Wow. Mine's the monkey covering his eyes.
Wow. Bashful in 2016.
That's always been my most used emoji since I got like emojis.
Yeah.
February is the winking tongue out.
Wow. Mine's 100, 100, 100.
Oh.
I'm going to be rich.
It's just one 100, but okay. March is crying.
Oh, it's your birthday and you are getting old this year.
Oh, that is probably true. 27.
My March is the green heart, which it's like St.
Patrick's
Day.
Oh, that makes sense. Wait, did you play on that?
No, I promise. I've been since I think we can say this.
What?
Since being back from The Amazing Race, anytime I send someone a heart, I now send them the green heart because we were the green team
on
The Amazing Race.
I've been very into the purple heart.
A purple heart. What are you, a war vet?
I don't know. No.
What's your April bring in?
April is the waving goodbye or hello. I don't know.
Oh.
Maybe something is departing or coming in. Who knows what's happening?
Mine's the classic dad emoji, thumbs up.
Ew. My May is a thumbs up.
Oh, so she uses the thumbs up.
What race is the thumbs up?
Mine's yellow.
Mine's Caucasian.
Oh. My May is the heart eyes emoji.
My June is the heart eyes emoji. I'm always 1 month behind you.
Well, let's see. Is my June is the cool emoji.
What's cool?
The word cool.
Oh, cool. July is a blowing kiss.
July.
So maybe I fall in love in June and then I actually kiss them in July.
I'm a little worried myself because I'm the crying emoji in July.
Yeah. You know what? Everybody's got a bad
I'm going to start off June being cool for the summer.
Oh, yeah.
And then crying in July.
Maybe. Maybe July you'll be crying because the Katy Perry album will be so good.
Oh, my God. That's bless what it you. Is. Bless you.
What's after July?
August.
August, I'm doing the praising emoji. Maybe I find God.
Mine is the hand waving either hello or goodbye.
Maybe God finds me. Fuck finding God. I'm just going to have God find me. It's like hide and go seek.
Hide and go peek.
Hide and go sneak. Hide and go creak. I got creakety crackety floors.
I was like, is the floor creaking or did you get in the river?
The creek. So what's after August?
September.
I got the two eyes looking.
That's what I got.
Oh my God. Maybe we'll be looking at each other.
The like wide eyed.
Yeah. It's the, like, just the two yikes. Eyes. Not the
oh,
two eyes on a face.
No. Mine's the big eye bug eyes on a emoji
on a human.
Man. Yeah.
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
What?
Like
yeah.
What?
Yours is just the side
mine's,
eye.
Mine's side eyeing. Oh. So who am I side eyeing?
You could be side eyeing me because I'm saying what? And then October?
October is the A-OK, like,
oh,
the hand. My so October will just be okay for
mine's
me.
Praying. Praying for somebody in October. Mm. Probably praying that Donald Trump doesn't win the election.
Yeah. Or praying that you started your Halloween costume early so you don't scramble.
Yes, truly. Truly. I like this game.
November?
Mm-hmm.
Mine's the smirk emoji. Maybe I've got something up my sleeve.
Mine's the hot dog.
Oh, maybe that's what's up.
I am ready to dine.
Wait, there's a hot dog emoji now?
Oh, I use it all the time. You know what? People were using the eggplant to represent dick or penis or pecker, if you would.
Yeah, I will.
And I decided I'm going to use hot dog.
I've been using the champagne because it's
it's
exploding. Because it explodes.
Whoa.
And then December, I've got a stack of books. What does that mean? Do I have a book coming out in December?
Really?
Or am I starting a book in December?
I wasn't done talking about the hot dog emoji.
Okay,
you know what going. I realized? The hot dog emoji just has mustard only, and that's exactly how I eat my hot dogs.
Wow. No relish?
I don't relish. I don't relish in relish.
Okay, great. What's your December?
The wave. Like the...
Oh.
The like beach wave.
A beach wave. The, mm-hmm. the like cute one that's like kind of like artsy?
It's the, yeah, it's like the cute one. I mean, I wouldn't get a tattoo of it or anything, but okay. I think it's pretty cute.
Hmm, I wonder what that means for your December.
Maybe I'm going to have a tropical holiday.
Wait, y'all, send us your 12 emojis in order of what they are with the hashtag.
Shit, girl.
Here's 2016. Shit, girl, here's 2016.
That's not what I meant.
Shit, girl, here's 2016. Send it to us with the with all 12 emojis in order. We want to know what your year is looking like. And maybe if you want to, like, tell us one prediction about 1 month. That would be fun. Okay, do that.
I mean, tell me all about it, big girls,
whoa.
Big boys.
You know what I'm predicting in 2016? Drama within 5 seconds of summer's fandom.
Why?
Because last year ended with a bang. They were on the cover of, what's it called? Rolling Stone. Is it Rolling Stone or Rolling Stones?
Stone.
Rolling Stone. There they were on that cover. Naked as could be, manscaped as could be. They were like plucked to death, hairs gone, naked, stripped down to their core, written all over.
I saw that. What were those words? The song
I
titles?
Think they're lyrics.
Oh, lyrics.
Anyway, so there they are, covering their junk, on the cover. All the fans were like, yes, 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 yes. But then the story came out that was like all about them from inside the magazine, and fans were like, no. Basically, in the story, a lot happened that fans don't even believe was true. Okay. Fans are very upset about it. A couple of excerpts, okay? 75% of our lives is proving we're a real band. We're getting good at it now. We just don't want to be, like, for girls. Like, I think they're resenting that they're maybe being perceived as a boy band and that their fandom is all teenage girls. That's kind of what that tells me.
I read a lot about them when I'm reading my music blogs, and it's always, I mean, they're
always... It's never about the music. It's always about, like... About them talking about everything.
No, I was going to say, it's like, it's always spun some way in the article, like, they're not a boy band, they're a rock band.
Yeah.
And it always seems like they're trying to distance themselves, and it's literally, I've seen it.
Well, I think they actively are trying to distance themselves from
I've
being
seen
a boy
it
band.
In so many, articles, like,
yeah.
And it's not just Billboard or one specific, it's like everyone's always spinning, like, they're not a boy band, they're a rock band.
Another excerpt that was causing drama was, when you put four young dudes on a tour bus playing theaters, then arenas, you're going to have sex with a lot of girls, I guess, said Hemmings. We had a good time, multiple girls in one night. I feel like I shouldn't say, he says with a smirk. You could say that possibility of that is high. Multiple girls at the same time? The possibility of that is high, he says again. He cracks a devilish grin. The possibilities are endless. A lot of people had problems with this because they are saying that if this quote is true, that they're womanizers and that they're having sex with all these fans and there's a power dynamic that they're taking advantage of. But to play devil's advocate, okay, yeah. There have – since bands have been around for decades and decades and decades and decades, there have been – what's the term?
Groupie.
Groupies. And there's a difference between a groupie and a fan. A fan is somebody who enjoys the music. A groupie is somebody that wants to have – be with,
have
relations,
have be with,
wants to get with the artist. I think just to get with the artist, not, and there's, I think there's a difference between groupie and fan. You know what I mean? And also I think there's an assumption that, if there's multiple girls in one night that it's like problematic and that they don't respect girls, but a lot of people have a lot of threesomes or group sex and a lot of people do that consensually and they enjoy it.
I know.
But I don't know. I think there is a difficulty with the power dynamic. I think that's the main thing that people are having a problem with, is that when it comes from somebody with fans and using their status to get with fans, it's taking advantage of them in some capacity. Thoughts?
That's weird and interesting.
I'm not claiming a stance.
Because it's like,
I'm just saying what people are arguing.
I mean, it's just, I'm thinking in my head, it's like, if they want to sleep with them, they want to sleep with them.
Right.
It's like, it's very weird.
I think a lot of-
We're getting very deep into like, yeah, like weird slut shaming and like, I don't know.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
I'm just thinking in my head, I'm like, the like power dynamic, I guess if they're underage, I understand it. But if somebody's like of age.
Right. If they're
underage,
they
want to sleep with somebody in a band, that's their decision. They're not, the guys aren't taking advantage of their stardom.
Right. I don't know. Other things that we were talking about in the article, Michael, who's the one with all the colorful hair, you may
you
know.
You ruined my game. I was literally
trying to guess who's who because
I was
no going
to pull up a picture and try to guess their names afterwards.
Michael admits he suffers issues with self-esteem, loneliness, and depression. He saw a mental health specialist during their break. And they spent a lot of time in the article talking about that, which I think is a good thing because those things are sometimes swept under a rug or not discussed. And I think by being open about that, a lot of his fans might relate to him and feel less alone. And I think it humanizes them. I think a lot of people put people like bands or artists or whatever on a pedestal and you think that they don't go through these things, and they definitely do. One of my favorite quotes from the article is about how they hung out with Chad from Nickelback, and all he did was eat chicken nuggets and Googled hot chicks dancing on YouTube. They threw him under the bus and like exposed him for all he does is eat chicken nuggets and Google hot chicks on YouTube.
I guess.
Thoughts.
I guess my main thought is I'm glad I didn't read this article.
It was an interesting article. Although
so they're
everyone
bragging
thinks,
about hanging out
they were,
with
they were name
Chad
dropping
Kroger.
Left and right.
They yeah. were name dropping Chad Kroger but then dragging him.
Yes. Yes. That's basically what's up. Also, an interesting part of the article, and a lot of people are talking about it, especially tweeting people like YouTubers about, here's the quote. Last night the band performed at the American Music Awards. Quote, a lot of fake people, which sucks, Clifford says. Hemmings complains. It's just like Viners and internet personalities, those kinds of people. Fucking pisses me off. Why are you here? End quote. One of the things that people find as an issue in the article is, I guess one of the guys in the band, Luke, has a girlfriend, who I don't know, Arzalea, I guess? She says that she is, quote, an
Arzalea
internet...
Arzalea Banks?
No, not Banks. She says that she's, quote, an internet influencer. I just post pictures. It's really easy. Blah, 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 blah. So he's dating an internet influencer, but then he's going to drag the internet influencers at the AMAs. It's kind of like, if this is real, I'm kind of like blink, 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 blink.
How old are these children?
I don't know. And then the other thing I have a problem with about them dragging internet influencers, and like I say, when I say I have a problem, I don't really care. I'm just saying like it's kind of like blink, blink, blink about it. Didn't they get started on YouTube? They got plucked from YouTube. I mean, I'm sure it was a lot more complicated than that, but they were posting covers on YouTube and originals on YouTube, and that's really where they started to grow their fan base. So, like, girl, know where you came from.
This just sounds to me like they need media training.
They need media training. But at the same time, are they trying to come across as bad boys and destroy their, like, good, you know, wholesome image. Is this all media training being played out?
Are they the next Twisted Sister?
Because in the article, they talk about how each of them assumed a certain role. This says that this guy named Wilkinson, who's in some way associated with the band, and if Five Seconds of Summer fans are kind of getting upset about all this, sorry, we're not official fans. We're just like observing what's going on and kind of.
I don't even know their name.
Exactly. Anyway, this guy says.
I can't even name a song.
This guy says, like the Fab Four, each Five Sauce member would have a simple persona. Luke was the quiet one. The idea was to make the fans feel a little bit of mystery about him. Michael, from day one, wanted to be a rock star, so we tried to accentuate that. Callum was always supposed to be the creative one. Ashton was the serious one. So I wonder if fans would ever be upset with that kind of very blatant mapping out of how their artists are going to be portrayed. I mean, like, does that take away the mystery of it? Does that make it feel phony? How do you feel if, Corey, if you were to find out Sarah Bareilles were created and portrayed a certain
in
way.
In a lab?
To appeal to you. Do you feel like that would ruin your perception of them if you saw in an article on Rolling Stone that she was to be portrayed a certain way to attract a 25 to 30 gay male?
I mean, I feel like at this point everyone's in the pop machine and they're all like in a big dryer and they're just like all shaking around.
So are fans upset that the truth is coming out, or are fans upset that they think it's all fake? I don't know.
I guess you'll have to ask the fans, because...
What do y'all think? I guess that's my question. What do you think about the 5 Seconds of Summer situation? Do you think it was media training, or do you think it was lack of media training? Do you think it's something to be upset about? Do you think that the boys in 5 Seconds of Summer owe you an apology, or owe their fans an apology? What's the deal? I want to know. Okay, so, Corey, wow, so much has happened.
Every time when you say, okay, so, I just, like... Think of this drippy queso.
Oh my God. Can I tell you? The other day, I think it was New Year's Day, I went to a friend's house and we got really drunk in their pool and there was a lot of queso on the side of the pool. And not like it was in a jar.
It was
in a very big jar. And
a vat, if you will.
And the next morning, January 2nd, I woke up with my hand covered in yellow. And I thought, wow, did I have phlegm all night? And I was like, rubbing my nose like you do, like up your knuckle or whatever, and I'm like gross phlegmy all over my nose. No. What had happened was I was reaching so deep in that queso jar drunkenly, and I fell asleep with dried queso all over my hand. What a way to bring in 2016.
A similar story once happened to me once when I was drunk and eating chocolate ice cream in bed before going to sleep, and I was like,
what kind of chocolate? Just straight up chocolate?
It was like double Dutch chocolate. Or something.
Not Rocky Road.
And
do you like Rocky Road?
I fell asleep and then I woke up in the morning and there was some chocolate on my sheets.
Oh, and you thought it was something.
Shit, girl. What? Who came over last
shit,
night
girl,
and what did we
girl,
get into?
Shit, girl, shit.
Hashtag shit, girl.
If you listen girl, to this far, shit. Tweet us with the hashtag shit, girl, girl, shit. Okay, that's all. Corey, where can people find you? Apparently nowhere. Okay, people, you can find me on Tyler Oakley everywhere. Hit me up. Bye, y'all.